Now, brother,
read the Bible when you're weary and blue.
Why don't you
read the Bible, brother? Every word is true. Take your troubles to the book of life and pray. Read the Bible every day.
Joshua and David had their worries, had their troubles in their day. But they knew no harm could overcome them when they'd kneel right down and pray.
Now, brother,
read the Bible when you're weary and blue.
Why don't you
read the Bible, brother? Every word is true. Take your troubles to the book of life and pray. Read the Bible every day.
Should old sin begin to overtake you, and old Satan's at your door, read the book, and there you'll find the answer, and sin will trouble you no more.
Now, sister, read the Bible when you're weary and blue.
Why don't you
read the Bible, sister? Every word is true. Take your troubles to the book of life and pray. Read the Bible every day.
Reading from Mark chapter 11, verse 17. And as he taught them, he said, "Is it not written, my house will be called a house of prayer for all nations, but you have made it a den of robbers. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together." It is Monday, May 17th, 2021. It's Memorization Monday, one of my favorite days of the week. We get to look at God's Word. We get to talk about it, think about it. We allow it to saturate our mind and heart so that we can maybe be directed to make decisions, or it'll help us in our faith journey. It'll help us know God better. Many times the verses are something that God wants to reveal to us or encourage us in, or bring a great healthy point of a conviction so we may change a bad habit or recognize we're fallen and we need the Lord Jesus Christ to save us. So even though I opened up with a prayer verse, and I'll explain that in just a minute with our special guest, today's verse and this week's verse is Revelation 21:1, which says, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea." Oh, stay with us as Memorization Monday. We'll be doing our reading from Robert J. Morgan's book, 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart. And this is chapter 98. So for over 2 years now, we've been going through this book, sharing a Bible verse each and every week. And my special guest to help us with this verse and to talk about it and to share some of his faith journey, I can't wait to introduce him more fully, but his name is Mike Crosta. He serves as a ministry specialist at the Vineyard Church. He's married to his beloved Kathy. How many years have you and Kathy been married?
Oh, 25, 26, 27, 28.
A number of years, a good number of years. They have three children. They currently live in Champaign. He was a part of a week ago's pastor initiative. And then last Friday, he joined six of us as we prayed up the pastor initiative and sought God for direction and leading and clarity of purpose as we continue to pray. What I appreciate most about Mike is he's a prayer warrior. He loves prayer. It's kind of his hot button. You press it and he wants to talk about prayer and encourage prayer. He has a booklet on prayer. He advances a lot of prayer initiatives. And when he was a part of our gathering a couple weeks ago, as many of the pastors were sharing, maybe we could do this and this could be an exciting opportunity, or we could bring churches together and so forth, Mike said, "You know, these are all possibly great ideas. Maybe God wants to advance it in various ways. But I really think at the core, we need to pray through where is God's heart in this? What are his intentions? Before we jump ahead, or as they say, you put the cart before the horse, don't we want to really have a unified determination that this is what God wants and this is how God's leading?" So at the time I said, "Oh, this guy's going to be a future speaker at one of these pastor initiatives." And then I thought, I got to have him on a Testimony Tuesday. So last Friday, when we met to pray about future pastor initiatives and other things we're doing, I said, "Mike, could you be a part of Memorization Monday? And you said, well, I like scripture. What one is it? And I said, well, it's Revelation 21:1. And so that's the one we're looking at today. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. So, Mike, thank you for joining me for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends and being a part of our new pastor initiative and having a real heart for pastors and the proclamation of God's word and a real heart for men and equipping men. I know you've been involved with Promise Keeper events and other things to help men step up to the plate, as they say. And so thank you for carving out time. I know you have a pretty busy schedule, too. So,
well, thank you, Mark. And it's good to be here, and I'm so glad you put that initiative together last week. I think it was really strategic and critical, so thank you.
Well, we talked a little bit about prayer, and I was struck, and it was like the Holy Spirit was speaking through you, and I said this last Friday with the group, it wasn't like you threw a wet blanket on anything, because you appreciated and liked vision casting and people getting excited. But you clearly said, hey, you know, I think we might need to slow down a little and really seek the Lord and have a unified front on, is this in fact what God wants? And so talk a little bit about prayer.
Well, first of all, when you or a group know that God has spoken something and everybody agrees on it and everybody owns it to some degree, there's so much energy that can happen there. There's incredible unity. So I like the Lord to lead. I like him to lead by his spirit. I think we can hear him. I think we certainly can hear him easily. And when we do that as a group, there's a great power in that.
Mm-hmm. And we had Dr. David Webb also join us. He wasn't at the initial pastor initiative 2 weeks ago, but last Friday I had six of us meet, and he talked a lot about also the importance of praying and not going ahead of God. And so it just seemed like that would be a great discussion to have in future gatherings.
Yes.
So we're going to be doing that. But on this Memorization Monday, as we look at this special verse and have a reading on Revelation 21:1, how about giving us a little teaser, a little of your faith journey? You grew up in Iowa.
Yes.
But I know some of your family, or at a point in time, you were in Texas. And then just the last couple of years, brought into this area. Kind of interesting how God led you, because I know you were sharing with the guys. We sold everything. We kind of said, Lord, what's the next step? We're stepping way out in faith. But before we get to that, take us through a little of your faith journey and how God brought you to that point where you did decide to come here a few years ago.
Well, we had great jobs. We were both working at different Christian academies. I was a dean and sort of had pastoral oversight for a school community. They were good jobs, and we had friends there. We started a number of small groups. In fact, we were in two different small groups at that time, and the Lord just said to us to quit our jobs and leave our kids and our friends, which was really hard, and just get mobile so I can direct you. And so that led us to LaPorte, Indiana. We stayed with some very good friends there for a year and a lot of time for reflection. And then our daughter moved to Champaign, and we were 2 hours away. And we thought, well, why don't we just join her? So I can't say, we heard a thus saith the Lord come here, but the Lord led us here.
And I think it was like a year ago, you popped your head in the door. I think there was a gathering out in the food court, and you introduced yourself, and we talked briefly, and I thought, oh, he's a shaker and mover. I mean, he loves the Lord, and he seems to have some gifts and calling on his life. I'll have to catch up with him, but in the last year, we really, well, with COVID and everything, it's derailed things, but it wasn't until just this pastor initiative that we reconnected. And
well, yeah, and I want to say something. I don't know why I stopped in here a year ago, Mark. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I was doing. I think I might have been shopping, wandering around. I don't know why, and I just felt like, oh, no, I remember. There was a gathering out here,
right.
And I came over to invite you to it. I thought you should come to that dinner. It was an entrepreneurs group or something, and so, man, it was strange, and it was great. It was great to meet you, and it's so cool to meet you now and work with you.
Now, did you grow up in a Christian home?
Yes.
Like, so take us a little through that point where you recognize Jesus as Savior.
Well, I was brought up Catholic. I went to Catholic schools for 12 years, and I will say this. I remember that my senior year, it was Lent, and people don't believe this, but it's true. I just felt I needed to go into our school's chapel. For the 40 days of Lent, as much as I could during my lunch hour. I was a senior. And just go in there and read the scripture and pray. And I know the Lord now was leading me. And I remember just falling in love with the wisdom books. I just fell in love with those books. And I really feel that that was the Lord putting some seeds into me. It wasn't until later, though, Mark, where I really understood what Jesus did. Mm-hmm. And I always say to people, I did not make a decision for Christ. Mm-hmm. I yielded to Christ. Yeah, yeah. I yielded to his lordship. And, of course, that was an amazing time, and it's been amazing ever since. But that was a great moment.
Now, I'm going to have you flesh that out a little more, because we have a wide range of listeners,
okay,
from skeptics or maybe those hostile to the gospel message to those that can't even fathom or entertain the idea that you can have a relationship with God, that you can pray to him and know him. So you knew of God.
Yes.
The Catholic Church,
sure,
you know, they talk about Jesus and God the Father. And so you knew some of that, but it became more personal, like you said. So take us a little through that journey, because many people don't know that you can really have a relationship with this God through the Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, yes, I think much of my upbringing was kind of a, what some people call the family hero. I was involved in athletics and so on at this Christian school, this Catholic school that I went to. And I, you know, you kind of get an idea that you're indestructible, mm-hmm, you know, especially when you're young. And then my life after high school started to break down. Mm-hmm. Things just were not working anymore. I wasn't getting the esteem and the accolades that I got when I was in high school. And I really didn't know who I was. Mm-hmm. And the Lord used all that to break me down, to drain me. And finally, it was through a broken relationship, mm-hmm, that I realized I have made a mess. I have made a mess of my life. And there were some people that took me in. And at one time, I was invited to a meeting at a hotel, and some guys there laid hands on me, and they prayed that I would receive the Lord, and mm-hmm, I did. And from that point on, it's been a change. And it very definitely has been a personal relationship.
Then when did Kathy enter the picture? We always have to have, yeah, a part of a love story, and you have to do a shout-out for her. I'm just telling you.
Okay, of course.
You don't want to return home into the doghouse.
That's right. I met Kathy, believe it or not. I was going to graduate school, mm-hmm, on the East Coast, and I heard that there was a church that was going to be planted in Virginia Beach where I was going to school. And so I went to this service. It was on the beach. Hmm. It was actually an on-the-beach service, and that was the first time Kathy was at that service. Mm-hmm. She had just literally driven from Boston down to Virginia Beach and literally just walked into the service, and I saw her, and my eyes followed her, oh, quite a bit.
Sure, sure.
And she is such an awesome lady, such a wise and elegant, beautiful, elegant woman. Hmm. I'm so, so proud of her. And she compliments me perfectly.
Yeah, one of those things where God orchestrates,
yep,
you know, bringing you both together,
yes,
and then using you in ministry,
yes,
together even to this day. Well, thank you for joining us on this Memorization Monday, and we're going to do a special reading out of 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart by Robert J. Morgan. We're looking at Revelation 21:1. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea.
Chapter 98 begins with Revelation 21:1 and says, the final two chapters of the Bible are a virtual travel brochure of heaven. If you're like me, you love travel guidebooks and brochures. My bedside table is stacked with books about places I'd like to visit and trips I'd like to make. At the top of the list is Revelation 21:22. The ultimate travel guide. It's a description of heaven.
Hmm.
Too many of us have a vaporous view of eternity. We picture it as clouds, harps, robes, and never-ending worship services. But the Bible teaches that God is going to recreate the universe and give us a new planet Earth. This new Earth will be a lot like the old one, only imperishable. No sin or sinners. No sorrow or suffering, no pain or pollution, no tears, no death. Earth is not a nebulous word. It's a real place with rivers, trees, fields, and cities. The new Earth will be undoubtedly similar, only without the vast oceanic wastelands. Often when I'm visiting a beautiful place like Yosemite National Park, I think of the words of an old song that says, how beautiful heaven must be. Those who know Christ will enjoy the beauties of the new heaven, the new earth, and the new city of Jerusalem forever. What anticipation! Anticipation is the most positive of positive emotions. As children, we grow excited over upcoming events like Christmas morning, birthdays, and trips to Disneyland. As we age, we mustn't lose that wondering sense of anticipation. I still look forward enormously to my trips, reading everything I can about the place I'm planning to see. The anticipation is as enjoyable as the actual event.
Hey, a little shout out for the men, because oftentimes they say if you're going to surprise your wife or spouse or kids, you know, that's one thing. But if you give them time to think about it and look at things, you'll get much more mileage out of it because they can dream and research. Yes. And yeah, sometimes I've done these surprises and it kind of fell flat because they weren't prepared or didn't anticipate or weren't warmed up to the idea. And so I learn. You give them time.
I understand. I read about one study in which volunteers were told they had won a free dinner at a fabulous French restaurant and were asked when they would like to eat there. Now? Tonight? Tomorrow? The meal was available at any time, but most of the volunteers put off the dinner for a week or so. Researchers discovered that in doing so, the participants not only enjoyed the meal, but they had a full 7 days of looking forward to it. As one man put it, forestalling pleasure is an inventive technique for getting double the juice from half the fruit. The dictionary defines anticipation as pleasurable expectation. The Bible calls it hope. It is certainty-centered, not probability-based. And our ultimate and greatest hope is eternal life in the new heaven, the new earth, and the new city.
Hey, before you're reading, I'm thinking as he's writing this and as I'm taking it in, oftentimes maybe that's why people don't anticipate. That's why some people maybe aren't so excited about heaven, because they're just told, oh, you sit in a cloud and you play music, or it doesn't seem like a place of excitement, of learning, of growth, of worship, and it's too bad, because it is going to be an awesome place where we'll be in the presence of God with no pain or suffering or heartache, but we'll have maybe a fuller revelation of how great he is. And it'll probably take us our first billion years just to get a grasp on how great he is. Yeah. And then another billion years to just worship him. And then another billion years to
great.
Learn things.
It's so good to think that way.
Yep, yep.
Well, this last quotation is from Randy Alcorn. The first earth serves as the prototype or pattern for the new earth. There's continuity between old and new. We should expect new trees, new flowers, new rocks, new rivers, new mountains, and new animals. As our current bodies are the blueprints for our resurrection bodies, this present earth is the blueprint for a new earth. And that's by Randy Alcorn.
And that was a reading from 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart by Robert J. Morgan, as we looked at Revelation 21:1. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea.
Terrific.
You know, Mike, I've been thinking a lot about prayer since meeting you a few weeks ago at the First Pastor Initiative and then the special meeting we had last week. And I'm excited as we pray up this pastor initiative and see how God will lead it and orchestrate it and develop it, because it seemed like we had a unified common denominator. We want to encourage and bless and equip pastors and empower them to be effective.
Yes.
You're all about building into men godly characteristics, a heart for God, a passion for His Word. And so maybe in our closing couple minutes, how do you see this pastor initiative reaching these pastors and equipping and helping them?
Well, I think, first of all, Mark, as I've said in the meetings, the most important thing to me is getting relationships right. When you're in a relationship with somebody and you feel safe and you feel like you can let your hair down, that is so healing for everybody. But it takes a while to feel safe with somebody. So I would like to think that the very first thing, and maybe the most important thing, is that we'll start to know one another, we'll start to relate to one another, care about one another, and then pray into one another and strengthen and encourage each other. I think that's going to go a very, very long way. And again, I think it's important to note, I keep asking, what work does God want to do in this area, mm-hmm. in this part of Illinois? What's his mission, and how is he going to use the pastors to do that? You know he is going to use them. Yeah. So it's all the more reason we should get together and kind of love on one another.
Now, for most of you, you might be saying, Pastor Initiative, I've not heard about it. Yeah, there was 20 of us that met a few weeks ago, and we continue to pray through how God would lead it and expand it. We're kind of starting small to see what God's intentions are. We feel like we're on the right track, but we're trying to discern a specific focus, and God's heart is the church. That's his bride. He wants to equip and train up and develop people in their local body through those small groups and through the pastor's preaching and teaching. And yet we thought, how can we better equip these pastors and have them be enthused and encouraged? And so if this is new information to you and you're a pastor or you want to make sure your pastor knows about it, you can call the station as we continue to see how God would lead. I think we're going to be meeting on the first Fridays of every month at noon to 1:15 here at the Great News Radio Center in Lincoln Square, Urbana. And we may end up launching this also in Springfield in the coming days, but right now we are getting our baby steps moving forward. And so the next Friday coming up will be June 4th. And so if you're wanting more information, this is for pastors, and we want to just really equip and encourage them. So if you're a pastor or you want to make sure your pastor knows about this, call the station, 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777, or you can email me at mark, M-A-R-K, at greatnewsradio.org, and I'll respond and give you some information. But please be in prayer for our area pastors. They serve us tirelessly. They put their passion and heart into those messages, and they're available to minister to us in hospitals or on weekends and all sorts of hours. They have a high calling, Amen. And we want to just encourage and bless them and do whatever we can as a ministry. So be praying that up, and we can't wait to see what God will do in the days ahead. Maybe launch revival here in central Illinois and hopefully revival throughout the world.
Yes.
So pray up our pastor initiative, and we'll keep you posted on future dates. But the next gathering will be on Friday, June 4th, here at the Great News Radio Center in Lincoln Square. Well, thank you, Mike, for joining me
thank
on
you,
Memorization
Mark.
Monday.
Thank you so much. Enjoyed it.
Thank you for tuning in, everyone. Thank you for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Mike Krosta with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you. Have a great day and night.